USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Just as the COVID-19 vaccine is close at hand, the U.S. is now averaging more than 1,300 deaths a day. That's the highest death toll since spring. The country has more than 254,000 deaths, the most in the world by far. Health experts are deeply afraid that holiday travel next week will fuel spread of the virus. Many states and cities are imposing near lockdowns or other restrictions. Kyle Rittenhouse made bail. The 17-year-old accused in the fatal shooting of two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin in late August was released from jail Friday after posting $2 million in bail. In Wisconsin, bail has to be paid in full in cash. Rittenhouse's attorney said the money came back from funds raised by an organization called Fight Back. According to the Washington Post, the group said on its website that its mission is to protect and defend constitutional rights. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed lower on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
New regulations have been introduced by the Trump administration to lower prices for prescriptions. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Among the new regulations is the elimination of the middleman called pharmacy benefit managers, who some claim reduce the price of prescriptions, while others say these people are making a fortune. Dr. Merrill Matthews is the resident scholar at the Dallas Area Institute for Policy Innovation.
There are middlemen there who negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies, negotiate big discounts, pass some of those discounts on to consumers and patients, but they keep a lot of that money, and he's trying to get that middleman out of there and pass those savings on to individuals.
When Mr. Trump took office, he said he was going to lower out-of-pocket expenses for Americans. I'm John Clemens.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is about to receive an International Emmy Award for his once-daily coronavirus briefings. It'll be presented to him on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
So why are liquor stores being allowed to stay open while schools are being closed amid the COVID-19 pandemic? We hear from an expert on that. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg in the Phoenix Bureau.
Coronavirus is being spread by those who don't even know they're infected. That's a word from a top expert on the coronavirus White House task force team. Dr. Deborah Burke saying cases are coming from people gathering indoors who aren't showing symptoms. Burks also tells CNN there's a lot of mixed messages being sent when governors and mayors are closing down schools but keeping bars and liquor stores open.
I think the thing that confuses Americans, and I've heard this in the Rocky Mountain states, when we tell people that these masks prevent transmission, they're not perfect, but when we tell them they prevent transmission and then we close the spaces where people are 100% masked and leave open the spaces where the people are unmasked, which we know is a transmission area, that's confusing to the American people. I understand why it's confusing. They're like, okay, you said masks work, and I'm doing them here, and these spaces are safe, and you're closing my space and leaving open the spaces where people are unmasked.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We have news for you anytime, anywhere, on demand at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.